Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the enemies of Islam are trying to portray it as a religion of violence.
Let's not allow the enemies of Islam to use terrorist groups to depict Islam as the religion of bloodshed, violence, and the destroyer of civilizations.
Rouhani said the Muslim world must stay united to thwart the plot and illustrate Islam as the religion of peace. The Iranian president was delivering the keynote speech at the opening of the General Assembly of Ahlul Bayt World Assembly in Tehran. He noted that Iran has never used its strength against regional countries and never will do so. Rouhani said that Iran's strength lies in its logic and negotiation, and that the country will use its power to preserve peace, security, and stability in the region. He said that Tehran holds Shia Muslims in Yemen, Iraq, Lebanon, and Palestine on an equal footing with the Sunnis and Kurds in those countries. Political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui joins us now on the line from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, please elaborate on the comments made by President Hassan Rouhani.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what has been said by President Rouhani is very true. All the followers of the news, all those who know what kind of agenda is being used nowadays in the Western world and even in part of the Arab world, the Islamic world, they know very well that there is a kind of organized, orchestrated attempt, design, plan to distort the image of Islam. And it is a persistent attempt that aims at distorting the image of Islam, that aims at portraying Islam as a religion of violence. Because we know very well, 3-4 years ago, Islam has been spreading widely in the Western world, especially in Europe. A lot of voices have come out today to warn that Europe is going to be another Islamic continent, and they don't want Islam to spread as much. That's why we always talk, and it is a kind of a proof. It is a kind of proof theory that the Westerns are profiting much from distorting the image of Islam. One president of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which is very influential, I talk about the republic. He in his place, when he comes as someone who has his own theories, when he is very influential, and he represents the voice of Islam because he himself is a man of religion. When he comes to voice out his warnings, when he comes to voice out his fear that the image of Islam is being distorted, then this should be taken very seriously. We know very well that the distortion of Islam has come basically not only from the enemies of Islam, from the Westerners, from those who are plotting and trying to make a wedge between Muslims and those who want to come and embrace Islam. It also has been done by the hands and the voices and the efforts and the money and the budgets of many of the so-called Islamic countries or organizations. Daesh, for example, the ISIL, they say that they are the Islamic State, while they have nothing to do with any kind of a state or any kind of order or any kind of Islam or any kind of religion. You're talking about a kind of savagery. You're talking about a jungle law. You're bringing the whole world into eras where it's a kind of jahiliyyah, and the new jahiliyyah is far worse than the jahiliyyah that we used to know or read about, when they try to do all kinds to incinerate the people, when they behead them, and they do this in the name of Islam. Then this is a very big problem. Again, Sheikh Rouhani has tried as much as he can to try to bring the Muslims together, to try to put an end to the wedge that is being planned to be planted between the Muslims. So I believe this is a very important, this is a very insightful thing that we have to think about and work online with stopping, with boycotting, with ending this portrayal of the image of Islam as a violent religion.
Political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui joining us on the line from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, your comments are much appreciated here on Press TV.